All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, SD?
What's up, Regalia? What's going on, my man? Nice hoodie, bro.
You like that?
Yeah, kind of do.
Know the guy who made it?
Yeah, the guy's unreal.
Pretty impressive.
He's pretty impressive. Just about everything he does.
Yeah.
What's going on, my man?
Not much.
Big free agent frenzy last
week. Oh, you gotta love the frenzies.
A little bit of a frenzy. I'll tell you what, if you're a second or third pairing D, or, you know, a mid, I hate to say mid-level player, you got the deal.
You got it.
They got money. Our good friend Radko Gudas.
Oh yeah,
with a great deal, 3 years, $4 million a year. I was so happy for him. I actually sent him a text, and I was like, bro, congrats. And he was like, how do you know? It hasn't been announced yet. I said, well, there was a rumor.
Yeah, right.
And we got it from a guy on the street. That's pretty good at that stuff.
Yeah.
So, a lot of action, I guess, for free agent, but not the bigger names.
Yeah,
for
the as we part. Expected.
For the most part, as we expected. But for the Flyboys, we grabbed Mark Stahl, a veteran defenseman, for 1 year, 1.1. A lot of people, like, I don't want to say, like, oh, well, that's really going to help us. Well, we're rebuilding.
Well, yeah.
That's what everyone wants.
You got to have a couple.
Now it's not good enough.
Temporary pieces to get through the next couple of years.
You've got a good pro.
Right. A veteran guy.
Finals. He's going to mentor a lot of the younger kids that are playing there.
Exactly.
It's a great pickup.
To me, yeah. To me, I agree.
It's just funny how the trollers get on there and want to, on things.
Well, they're waiting to see the, six-year, $8 million signing, like a guy like that's available
that's
in the first place.
We're
in a rebuild.
Rebuilding. Also picked up Garnett Hathaway,
mm-hmm.
who's a pain in the ass.
A little pesky player. Yeah,
pesky player. But pretty big, though. I think he's 6'3", if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he is a bigger body.
Seen him, obviously, play, but picked him up for 2 years, and would he get 2.3 a year, I believe? So those are probably the biggest things done. so far. And there may be other things that come along, especially with trades, because we've been hearing all the talk about, you know, some of the older guys like Scotty Lawton and even Carter, unfortunately, hearing their names in trade rumors, but nothing's happened yet. So that's about it for the Flyboys.
That's it.
I know you were really fired up. I can tell.
Well, there was more of like a minor league signing too. The Victor Mete.
Yeah. He didn't. He only played about 7 games, I think, last year.
I would imagine that's more of an AHL signing.
Yeah, probably.
Potential call up.
But welcome.
Welcome.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Victor.
Couple other former Flyers floating around. Yes. Trades. Yes. Free agent signings. Yes. Right? Patrick Maroon dealt.
Yep. To Minnesota. Many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Billy Guerin probably didn't hesitate to do that to get him in the room. They did lose Ryan Reeves, and you know, Patty does bring an element of, you know, like, don't mess around with my team.
Yeah.
Or my teammates. He is willing to still drop the mitts.
Yeah, and he's a perfect fourth liner. Yeah. He can move up off the lineup if there needs to be a, you know, an extra body floating around there. He's good around the net and strong down, you know, below tops of the circles, obviously, as we know, but probably more of a staple on the fourth line. Just bring the veteran presence.
Yes, and he also just won this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so, man.
He's got his wins, man. Maybe that's what Billy's doing. He's pretty hot. The guy's hot.
I mean, some of those guys,
they're sick.
I mean, they are so skilled. Well, look at
Bobby Didge. He was a roller hockey
player. Yeah, man. Maybe I should have played some roller hockey. I think I would have had some mitts on ice.
If you would have done that for a few years, maybe.
I wouldn't have been a strong skater, though.
your mitts are way better than you give yourself credit for, that's for sure. Speaking of Ryan Reeves, he signs in Toronto, bringing a little
pizzazz,
yeah, a little heaviness to that team, which really needs it.
Oh yeah.
You know, they signed him, and they signed Bertuzzi, which I didn't know where he was going to end up at the Toronto. I mean, he's another kind of a pesky player in your face. They kind of need that. I still don't know why Simmer never got in the lineup there in the playoffs, but that's a different question. And also, one of the things I thought was really cool is Max Domi.
Yeah, that's great. That probably reviving his career.
Yeah.
I think going back there and the Domi name and just like, I don't know, that's his neck of the woods, obviously. Yeah, I mean, sure. Go back to Toronto and kind of recreate yourself. Yeah. Not that he's going to be going and scrapping, but just like that energy and that chip on your shoulder that I thought maybe he lost maybe the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But sure. No, I know Max a little bit, and he's an awesome dude. I went to camp with his father there back in the day, and it's great. Right. It's great. That's it's great, man. It's great for the city, and it's great for him personally and the family. So wish him the best.
That's right. And speaking of Goody, our good friend Robert Hague also signed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
Hager. Two former teammates getting back together. I was happy to see Hagee getting a deal.
Yeah.
Love that guy, man.
Yeah.
I used to love – he was the first guy at the rink. He was kind of like you, but he wasn't as hyper.
No.
He sat in his stall half-dressed for about 2 hours before the game. And
just in the zone.
Laugh. And he would be there and watch Jake dance around and sing. And I would just look at him, and he would just shake his head and laugh, you know.
So he wasn't buzzing up and down the hallways,
no.
Drinking pots of coffee, cranking the Sudafed?
No. He wasn't. It was weird. He just didn't do that.
Oh, jeez. I wonder why he's still playing that NHL and has composure.
We also didn't have to go out there and fight.
Oh, my God.
Monsters either.
Oh, God.
Our buddy, Shane Gostisbehere.
Yeah.
Signs in Detroit. Ghost. Happy for him. You know, gets another deal. It's only a one-year deal, but you know, I guess depending on how he does there, you know, that could lead to more years for sure. Looked good in Carolina.
Yeah.
He had a good team too, but I thought he played well. He was playing well in Arizona, actually, the last 2 years. It's a shame.
I think teams know what they're going to get out of him. You know, he's obviously got the offense, good for ozone faceoff, some big shots on the PP. He can squeeze in there. But, you know, I think his weaknesses are very well known as well, and probably the reason why he's limited to playing minutes in ice time. So I think he'll do well. And again, if he produces and has a great year, he resigns. But
yeah, for sure.
he'll play, get some minutes, and make some money.
Yeah, and our another signing in Boston with our good friend Jim Montgomery Big Luch.
Oh, yeah.
Luchich going back, which is really cool. You could tell. I don't know if you saw the phone call.
I did with Cam Neely. Oh, dude. So cool. Yeah.
He was like, I just want to reach through and give you a hug. And
he's like, plenty of time.
Plenty of time for that.
Oh, it was so good.
And our really good buddy, JBR.
Yeah.
He's been Riemsdyk signing there.
The Schmill.
Yep. Hey, just keep bringing the money.
Hey, why not?
JBR, don't worry. You can send some over here if you want, buddy. He's got a lot of it sitting there. but happy for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, and lots of signing. I think there's going to be more because there's a lot of names still out there. You know, Tarasenko just fired his agent. I thought he was signing in Carolina. That was a rumor I'd heard. But wonder where he'll end up because there's not a lot of money left out there.
No. Not for a big dog like that.
For sure. What else you got?
I think that's about it besides development camp going on, wrapping up development camp, Flyers development camp.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that other development camps are going on as well at the same time.
Yeah, there's been a lot. I've been watching a lot of that, but one injury, at camp was guys were doing a one-on-one drill and Elliot Denoye was hit. And hurt his I'm assuming it's a knee, but they carried him off. He couldn't put any weight on his leg, so we wish him all the best. Hopefully, it's nothing too serious.
Tough bounce,
one other thing I did just think of our boy Alain Vigneault. Retired.
Oh, yeah,
he
right.
He's gonna retire. He's probably sitting on a yacht in Florida.
Why not?
Having a little glass of red wine.
Can you blame him?
Nope,
no herb,
can't blame him at all. Herb,
yeah,
oh, he's probably got some herb. You know? Hunter Purr, he's got some herb going.
Herb? Herb Brooks?
Not Herb. Not Herb.
can't be on the yacht without Herb.
Oh, you cannot. You cannot.
Oh, man.
So funny. I do want to say this. This couple days ago on the 4th, we went down to a good buddy, Ryan Vance, that I coach hockey with, and his son and Elvis are really good friends. There's a bunch of us there, J.R. Weed and his family, and big Tim Kerr came, and his two sons, they're older obviously now, but they're huge.
Are they?
Timmy, there's a reason why he was called the big man. He's still, and he's a big human, but it was good seeing him. And I asked him about the alumni event, and he couldn't get there, but he was asking about everyone if they were there. And he said, man, I still look at you as a little kid. I said, I still act like a little kid, Timmy, so it's okay.
Said, still 33 years old.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Well, I said, everybody's chiming in too. Yeah, he acts like a kid too.
Yeah, no shit.
But it was really good seeing him. Wish he could have been there to golf with you and see your
unbelievable outing. Yeah. Oh, man.
How well you played, but
still in the zone, Nast.
Yeah, I know.
Focus.
Are you still focused? You want to go play today?
Why not?
It's a little warm.
Yeah, a little warm.
I don't know how you do it.
No, no chance.
As long as there's herb, I think you'd be.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Oh man. One other thing.
Toby in action.
Yes.
Saw it.
Ice. You saw it.
What saw it?
Hawkins.
Bro,
just comes down Hoxie. The wing and unloads. That puck coming off the stick, man. It's what we've been talking about.
I've seen that release before somewhere.
Yeah, did you? Yours?
Hollydale?
I don't think it was mine.
Wasn't mine.
but shout out to Brandon Hawkins scoring with a Tovey stick. And I guess a lot of guys asking questions about that thing, too. I saw some players messing around with it. So it's coming, man. We talk about it.
It's coming this season.
It is coming. It's not a gimmick, people. We keep telling you. Tovey is for real. The stick, the feel. It's unbelievable, and I'm glad he scored. Kind of knew he would, but
yeah.
John McClure is coaching.
That's right.
Another Flyer.
Look good back there. He looks like he's dropped some.
Watch
some
out, Torts. We heard he might be coming.
Oh, he's coming.
I'm kidding. But yeah, man, that's about it, bro.
We're ready to rock.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here.
Let's do it.
I think it's that time, Nast.
Is it time?
What time?
I think it's time for Clear Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum, our good buddies. You got to hydrate, Riggs.
You got to.
You got to get it in you. I took it to the party this week.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah. 24 gone.
Overserved?
I wasn't. Not me, 24, but the people at the party.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Love the clear water.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you gotta love it.
Big fans of the blast. The
yeah.
Berry. Yes. Big fans of that.
Beautiful.
So yeah.
Happy to hear.
There was nothing left.
No, I guess not. How could there be?
I made sure all the pretty moms got them first.
Mm.
You know,
so thoughtful of you.
That was thoughtful.
All right, here we go. Anthony Giampaolo on Twitter asks, who does a player approach to change their number? Is there an unwritten rule, games played, contract status, etc.? And who gives the approval? Any stories come to mind on a denied request?
On a denied request, yeah. Actually, a couple, because I remember when we first got Jake Voracek, Mr. Snyder didn't like the high numbers.
Mm.
So Homer was like, well, let's get him in 9 instead of 93. And Jake wasn't happy about it, but he was a young kid. He just came to the team. And I don't remember how many games. I think it was just through preseason. He wore 9 and he came to me and goes, Nasty Bear, I got to wear 93. So I went upstairs after all that. And I said to Homer, Mr. Holmgren, you know, Jake really wants to wear 93. He goes, okay, give it to him. Like, well, then wouldn't you tell me he couldn't wear it before? We could have done this from the get-go.
Well, big Ed.
But the other one that really sticks out to me, which I didn't really understand, but, you know, I was the equipment guy. I didn't make those calls. They always would come to me and ask. And Pierre Belmar came in, and he had always worn 41 overseas because, remember, he didn't come here until he was 29 years old.
Right.
But he played top-level pro. And pretty sure he was going to make the team because he was on a one, you know, if I'm not mistaken, a one-way deal. Anyway, he wanted to wear 41, and they gave him 78. And I went upstairs to assistant general manager, and I just said, you know, hey, no one's wearing 41. I believe Mezeros had just been traded or signed somewhere else or something because he did wear 41.
Yeah.
Whoever asked for number 41?
Andrew Alberts.
Did he ask for it?
Yeah, I don't know if he
I'm
asked
not sure if Albie asked for it, but that's a great point. I'm surprised you remember that. Yeah,
I'm surprised too. Actually.
That's pretty good. And they were like, well, he's got to earn his spot. And I'm like, well,
like 41.
He's 29 years old. No one's wearing 41. Is it that big a deal? And so sure enough, you know, a few games into preseason, he came downstairs and says, well, if you want to give him 41, that's okay. So I go to Belly and I'm like, hey, do you want to go to 41 for the regular season? He goes, well, not now.
I'm yeah.
78. Now everything's going well. So that's why he was 78 here. And then as soon as he went to Vegas, he was 40, he was back to 41 again. So
interesting.
That was those were the two times where I think, you know, I remember offhand that they were kind of denied.
Yeah.
And I remember Ron Hextall, he didn't really like those high numbers either, and we had Sam Gagne come in, and he was really reluctant to let him wear 89, and I'm like, dude, that's all he's worn.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, we better score 25.
Yeah, of course.
So, but yeah, he did let him wear it, but those are the only two I can think of.
I don't know what the big deal is, you know, with numbers, and I understand, like, you know, camp numbers versus, like, you know, regular season, like, team numbers.
Yeah.
41 seems to be, like, a camp number to me
on my list. So I had a list, you know, 2 through, you know, whatever the high, like not 99.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like take out all the retired numbers, but 41, there was no one in 41. So like, can he just have 41?
Yeah. What's the big deal?
He's an 8-year pro or maybe even longer.
Yeah.
They said no until the season started. Yeah. And then he was like, well, I'm not changing it now. So
interesting. Yeah. But the player generally goes to you and then you got to go to the general managers to approve it.
That's usually how
how it goes down. And then I had an experience with this. My first 8 games in the NHL was wearing 33.
That's right.
And it looked
like a goalie jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, it probably was a goalie jersey the size of that bad boy. Big sleeves and everything. And then we signed Bush in the offseason. And, you know, to the question around unwritten rules, games played, contract. Obviously, Bush had been an established goalie, you know, first round pick to the Flyers. So naturally, there was no beef or argument. It was just be like, okay, Bush signed. Here's your 33. And I'll just figure out another number. And it took 32. So
in honor of Chief, maybe?
Honor of Chief, of course. Yeah. Pay my respects.
Yep.
But I'm assuming there's situations where, you know, elite players, superstars get traded to a team where there's another superstar rocking that number.
Right.
And I don't know how that all goes down, if they're actually counting games and goals for and all this other stuff, or if it's just kind of like just take it, like, you know, and or I'll just find another number, giving you the respect, and, you know, you keep your number and I'll find a new number, because at the end of the day, who gives a shit?
I've heard some stories where a guy pays a guy.
Oh,
get his number back, you know, or to get a number, or you see if, say, you were 14 and you get to the team and an established guy's 14. I've seen guys go 41.
Mm,
to keep those numbers.
Sure.
But, you know, it's crazy. But yeah, usually that's how it would work. They'd come to me and then I'd have to go upstairs because obviously it's not my decision. So.
Yeah. It's not?
Nope.
It was not. I thought you had more power than that.
I wish.
Oh, man.
I did not.
Well, we got to get you some power back.
I agree.
All right. Well, that was a good question. Appreciate you, Anthony.
Yep. Thanks, Anthony.
Jim Lacavone asks,
oh, our boy,
where will Michkov finish on Flyers' all-time scoring list?
Scoring as goals?
Goal scoring. All-time goal scoring.
Great question. I mean, we know that in any other draft, he would have been the number one pick overall. Mm-hmm. We've seen him do on record about 7 Michigans. Not that that means you're going to break every record as a Flyer, but man, like the numbers he put up, I believe Baller was telling us, you know, he has more points as an 18-year-old in the KHL, right? If I'm not mistaken, than like Ovi, Tarasenko, Malkin, all those guys. So everything's there for him to really, I mean, I don't want to say all time to pass Billy Barber, but man.
I mean, it would be safe to say he's going to squeeze in top 3.
You would think.
I mean, he's a franchise player. He probably got, what, 10 years with this guy?
I mean, you're hoping.
You're hoping.
Like, you know, he's going to have his entry-level deal for 3 years, but I would, if everything goes the way it should go, you know they're going to re-sign him before that's even close to being over to a long-term deal. So if this guy ends up playing here for 10 years, you would think he could, you know, staying healthy, knock wood and all that stuff. He's got the chance to be in the top 3, I would think.
I would think so too. I mean, he's not that I want to compare him to Ovechkin, but Ovi comes in first year, rookie season, 81 games, 106 points.
That's insane.
I mean, that's insane.
Yes.
If he's anywhere near that, he'll be a little more mature than Ovi too, because he'll be playing 3 more years in the KHL, a little more mature, more of a matured player.
Yeah.
But you'd like to think he could probably come in and, what, 80 points the first season, like 90?
Especially,
I don't know.
You know, you're coming in, like you said, as a 21-year-old. You've grown. He's probably going to be bigger, thicker, stronger.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we're going a lot of on what scouts have said and what other people that have actually seen him play, which we have not been able to, but seeing the highlights and hearing about how dynamic he is, you would just think that he's hopefully a point-a-game player by that time, too. Because, you know, a lot of these superstars are first-round picks, like Connor Bedard. He's coming into the league at 18. Imagine him in 3 years.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, you know, you got to think that
Mitchie.
3 years is going to be ready, bigger, stronger, smarter, you know, with the game and all that. So,
yeah.
Let's say top 3. I mean, obviously we don't have a crystal ball in front of us, but it's a great question. We hope that that's the case, because that's going to mean he's put up a lot of numbers.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think you got to be above a point a game guy to be obviously in that elite bracket. Yes. And then you're talking about goals here, not just points. But right. I mean, it's nice to think that you have a guy that will be in the top three in the next, well, I guess, 13, 15 years, whatever it looks like. But time will tell, Nas.
Time will tell.
You'll be in a wheelchair by then.
So. Oh, God. After playing soccer the other day at that party, I thought I was going to be in one the next day. I said, I better get my cane ready.
Oh, man.
Shit. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. We got to get you in the yoga studio. You got to limber up.
I do need to limber up.
Yeah.
We're not videoing it, though.
No, not.
Give me a month in there and let me get to
it. I want to see your first attempt.
You just, can see it. Just everyone else
as, just that as a baseline.
Okay, I'll do it with Debo.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's challenging.
What if he went in there and he was like super limber?
Imagine he's been quiet.
He looks like it when he's passed out.
Imagine he's been quietly practicing for the last 10 years.
Our insider, Debo. Oh, insider.
Love you, Debo.
Love you, Debo.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
Skyler Walker asks, any funny stories or memories around Nicholas Grossman?
Oh my God, love Grossman.
Yeah, what a good
dude.
A
good man. Let's see, anything I can tell on air with No, I'm kidding. No, he's a great guy. I think one of the funny things was it wasn't really something he did, but when we first got him from Dallas, I think we told the story before, even when he was on, I hockey DB'd him. And I talked to Dallas Quinn McGuy to get all his info that I needed. And his name was spelled with one N everywhere I look. So, you know, he comes in and then someone said something to me, or I think I saw it online and I saw his name with two N's. And I said, hey, Grossy, do you have two N's on your name? He goes, yeah. I'm like, do you want to tell me? He's like, it's okay. They didn't have it on there in Dallas. I'm like, was that how you, that's like me not leaving the E off my name. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? Like, so we changed it right away. It may have even been a reporter said something to me. Hey, I think he has two N's in his name. I can't remember, but that like always will stick in my head. And just such a God, such a good dude.
Yeah.
And a happy guy. Always.
Yeah. Always a good
always
mood.
In
hey?
A good mood. Yeah. And I will say one thing that was kind of funny. You kind of had to be on the bench, but I was always, this guy ate shots.
Like, oh yeah, yeah.
Like he blocked
the master
block like
shot blocker.
No one I've ever seen, and I was always on him to wear his shot blockers on his feet, and he just is like, Nast, I'm slow enough. I don't want to wear these things. I'm like, bro, they don't weigh any. They barely weigh anything. You need them. You block 20 shots a game, and he just wouldn't wear them. So we're playing. I'll never forget. I would always set him up on top of his stall so he'd see him, and I'd come in, and it would be underneath, you know, and. We're out in the first period, right away, a penalty. He blocks a one-timer, I mean, right in the side of the foot, and he stays out there. No one, like, you would have been carrying me off the ice, obviously, and some guys do get carried over. They're crawling on the bench. He stays out there. He gets to the bench. He sits down, and he's just got his head down. He's screaming, fuck, you know, like, screaming, and I'm like, I'm over his shoulder, and he looks up at me. And he goes, don't say a fucking word, because yeah, yeah, he knew
exactly
I was always on him. So after the period, I was like, you want to put him on?
Toss him on.
Fuck you.
No.
He laughed, you know. But Grossy was an awesome guy.
Yeah.
And great video we have of him and Jakey. He always joined in with Jakey's little dances.
Oh, right. You know, yeah.
Like playing the air guitar and drums and all that. So that's what I can think of off the top of my head anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one. Appreciate the question, Skyler.
Yeah, good questions. Gross. He's a great guy.
Great guy. Well, that's a wrap, Nast.
That's it.
122 in the books.
Dang. All right.
You good?
Yes, I'm good.
All right. Well, until next week, 123. We'll check you then. Be sure to subscribe. Check us out on social media. Like our content. Shoot us some questions. And until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
Yep.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.